Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechta Zeirvin Perig Yud Mishnah Yud Beis. Machzirin Tzir HaTachtoin B'Migdash. Suppose you have a door of a closet. We're soon going to see we're not talking about a structure. We're talking about something like a movable closet. I have a door of a closet. Okay? So a door usually has two hinges, one on top, one at the bottom. Now, if the top one is still connected, but the bottom one slipped out of place, so the door pretty much holds, it's just swinging a little bit instead of acting like a good door that opens and closes, so you slip it into place. But if it's the other way around, the bottom hinge is the only one connected, and the top one fell out, so this door is probably almost hanging on the ground. I mean, it's bechlal, not a door. You can't work with it. If the top is connected, you can kind of work with it a little bit. It's just a little loose, and they swing from side to side. If only the bottom one is connected, the whole thing, like, just comes crashing. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Machzirin tzir hatachton b'migdash. Machzirin, you can put back. Like chazari means to chazar over. When you chazar something, you're returning to something. Machzirin, you can return. You can put back into place. Tzir hatachton, the lower hinge, b'migdash. Only in the mikdash. As long as the top one is still connected, this isn't really binyan. So therefore, it could be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Avaloi b'medina. But the Tanakhama says, even though the top one is connected and the bottom one is loose, I still don't want you doing it b'medina. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we make a gzeira. We're worried. He's going to take a hammer. He's going to really do a good job to completely fix it, set it into place solid to make sure it doesn't come out again. And that could violate the malacha of makav patish, which means to finish something off. Whenever you finish off a keli on Shabbos, that could be a malacha d'oraisa. Via Elyon. But if it's the top one that came off, and this door is mamish, not functional now, it's only connected by the bottom one, kan v'kan aser, then it's aser both in the Beis HaMikdash as well as b'medina. If the whole top one came off, putting it back, that's mamish, like boina. The Tanakhama, this first shita holds, that yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim, that there is a malach of boina, not only by something that is connected to the ground, by a structure, but even by a keli as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'elyon b'migdash. Rabbi Yehuda is much more meikel. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain binyan b'kelim. There's no iser of boina by a keli, that's only by a building. There may be a gzeda that abonan. Okay. So even if the top one came off, and you're putting it back in, it's just a keli. It should be mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we don't apply the gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash. B'medina, I don't want you putting it back in, Tak, because it's too close to looking like binyan. But in the Beis HaMikdash, even if the top one came off, you can click it back into place. V'hatachten, if it's only the bottom one that came off and it's still connected on top, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Medina, you can do it even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So once again, chazring over what we learned. We have like a closet, which isn't connected to anything. It's metaltlin, it's movable. So there's a machlokes of yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim or not. Is there a malacha of building? Does the malacha of bain apply only to a structure? The Tanakhama says yesh binyan v'stira even b'kelim. And therefore he holds that if it's only the bottom one that disconnected, you can slip it back into place in the Migdash, but not b'medina. Namskid is going to start bringing tools and he's going to really do a complete job. B'yoelyain. But if it's the top hinge that came off, kan v'kan aser, it's aser in both places, according to the Tanakhama. But don't we say we don't make gzeiras in the Migdash? The answer is the Tanakhama holds this isn't a gzeira. This is a real malach of boina. He holds yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. And if the top one came off, putting it back into place, that's real binyan. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain binyan v'stira b'kelim. There's no iser of building when it comes to a keli. There's no malach of boina, I should say, when it comes to a keli. So therefore, if the top one came off, so the only reason we wouldn't want to build by a keli is as a gzeira. In the Mikdash, we don't make the gzeira. V'hatachtoin holds Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's only the bottom one that came off, that would be mutter, even b'medina.